Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Jumu'ah. Now, primarily, there are two narratives which have a very, very close link because the text of both these narratives is extremely similar, but both of them have different chains of narration. As far as one of them is concerned, it is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and it is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words of this narrative are, من قرأ سورة الجمعة أعطي من الأجر عشر حسنات بعدد من أتى الجمعة وبعدد من لم يأتها في أمصار. Which means that a person who recites Surah Jumu'ah, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every person, in lieu of every person who went to pray for Jumu'ah, and as well as the person who did not go. So all those people who went to pray the Friday prayer and all those who did not go in various cities, for each of these, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds. Now, this narrative is regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hasib ibn Hajar. And perhaps the reason for this is that it contains two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following jara recorded in his Tehzib al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishayi, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli about him says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash regard him to be matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Abul Qasim al-Bawi says about him, Za'if al-Hadith Chiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's Qazzab, that he's a liar. And as I said, perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be totally concocted. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, it is also very similar in its meaning to the narrative I just read out. And it is also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are man qara surat al jumu'ah kutiba lahu ashra hasanatin bi'adadi man zahaba ila al jumu'ah min misr min amsar al muslimin wa man lam yazhab. Which means, of course, the text is very, very similar. The words are, the person who recites Surah Jumu'ah, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds in lieu of every person who went to pray the Friday prayer, and also for every person who did not go to offer the Friday prayer in all the cities of the Muslims. So this is what this narrative says. However, this narrative too is extremely weak, and the reason for this is that it contains a person by the name of Nuh ibn Abi Maryam, and about him about Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following important jarha. I'll just read out the important jarha that has been recorded about him by Hafiz Mizzi. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishayi wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu Zura says that he is za'if al-hadith. And Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, and Abu Bashar Dulabi and Darqutni say that he is matruk al-hadith. And Imam Bukhari says that he is munkar al-hadith. And in other places, words are za'ib al-hadith chiddan. And Imam Nasai says that he is laysa bishayi wa la ma'mun. And at another place, his words are laysa bishayi wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Imam Hakim al-Nisapuri says that this person is a person who concocts narratives about Fazail al-Quran. In other words, narratives which mention the blessings of reading where the surahs of the Quran are concerned, he is a person who concocts such narrative. And we know that we are just discussing such narrative. So it becomes all the more weak in the presence of this person. So all in all, we can say that this narrative is extremely weak, and its inscription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is the case with the previous one, this cannot be established. The previous one was regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and this one too cannot be reliably attributed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, you must disregard this narrative. And the correct way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to understand that surah with a good translation, to reflect on its message, and to communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.